Carrie Mae Parker is a young woman from South Hunt County. She's been missing since March of 1991. Earlier this year, law enforcement began conducting dog searches on properties linked to the young mother of three. KETR's George Hale reports from the latest search, which began yesterday.
Sheriff's deputies began monitoring cadaver dogs and ground-penetrating radar early Thursday on the south side of this busy Northeast Texas highway. A law enforcement official says the group spent the day searching lands with rumored connections to Carrie Mae Parker, a young mother of three who disappeared mysteriously in 1991. Sergeant Jeff Haynes of the Hunt County Sheriff's Office said the teams received consent for searches on three adjacent properties near the city limits of Quinlan, which is 45 miles east of Dallas. Haynes is the lead detective on Parker's case and was supervising the searches all day Thursday. One of the three areas is now a metal recycling plant, built on property that once belonged to the parents of Parker's ex-boyfriend Cody Songer. The land has also served at different times as a septic company and a car impound lot. Weeks before she went missing in early 1991, the Quinlan Police Department arrested Parker and impounded her 1980 Buick Skylark here. Members of Parker's family at different times have speculated that one of these three properties could be linked to the disappearance, and they've petitioned local law enforcement for years to search them. Thursday's search was the fourth for Parker since the beginning of the year. In January, a larger group of sheriff's deputies and cadaver dog teams spent 2 days scouring properties in the Waco Bay Estate development near Lake Tawakoni. They returned a month later to rule out one of the properties within the same area. George Hale, KETR News.